broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Friday. Kyle Bruston-Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me in his Jordan Love jersey, Packer, Kyle Wallace.
Me and Love, baby. Can't wait. I'm excited.
That will be Sunday Night Football. Green Bay Packers against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers. Not revenge game. Sorry, I don't want to misquote him, even though it really is, if we're being honest. Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, proud Badger football alum.
Proud is one word to describe it. I'm just excited for Sunday night. Saturday can come and go. I don't even know how much of the Badger game I'm going to watch.
I'm going to watch it now
because we got a little something drummed up for later in the show.
Yeah.
But
you'll be watching now. And yeah, I think others might be watching once they hear what the potential that could happen here on Kyle Bruston-Northman when we reveal what we got going on. Strofe running the show has no idea what we're talking about.
I do not know what you're talking about, no.
But I felt like it was safe that since
Hey,
that's my wife.
You think she noticed your new shirt?
My wife.
Did she? Did she say something?
Of course she did.
You have a new shirt?
Yeah.
Wow, how about that?
Okay, stop
Ben
doing
Brust
that.
Is trying to stir
ben
up compliments.
Brust. Wow. New sweatshirt.
Here's what I'm going to say.
What is it? Versace? Vatucci?
It's just a basic black sweatshirt.
It does look
Biore? I feel like that's a nice brand.
I feel like
means you don't know what it is.
Well, no, I got one.
So you paid $80 for a black sweatshirt?
No, it was a birthday gift.
Oh,
so now you're from
who? Oh, so your wife
from my wife.
Yeah. So she definitely liked
it. Wait, your birthday was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I took the tags off today and wore it for the first time.
Wow,
you seem really appreciative.
Well, he should be.
Again, you guys know I'm a creature of habit when it comes to wearing the same things over and over again.
Why did she just buy you one? You need a lot more to that.
She bought me more. There's more with tags on.
Okay, yeah, you should buy it. Because you know what's funny is Ben was like, you know, Ben, he wants all the attention. He said,
No.
He said, I just thought you guys would say something.
Literally 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, not about how good I look, just that I'm wearing something different for once.
Yeah, he said.
But I look good. I know that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you are fishing for it because you got the sleeves kind of 3/4 of the way up. You got the shoulder definition coming out. I think you're looking for compliments.
It is a good cut. And did you get your hair cut, too?
That's what Strofe said. No, I got my haircut like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. There's something about you. Because my thing is this. The only reason I didn't notice, I don't know about you, Brad, it just looks like a regular degler.
Sure. Oh, wow. You're going to say
a gift from his wife is regular degular?
What I'm saying is, oh, actually, no, that brother. What I'm saying is, it just looks basic.
Okay.
Wait, it looks good, but it doesn't look like, oh, wow, that's brand new, right?
But basic is a style.
Yeah,
it looks good.
Basic Benny
flashy.
Checking in.
Yeah, it looks good, but you wouldn't have known it was new unless he said something, right?
Probably not.
All right, whatever, guys. 800-990-3776.
It looks good. Like Brad said, it fits you well. Your shoulders popping. Listen, I know when
your wife's got that trim figured out.
She does, and that's why she walked down here wanting to get your attention because she can't get enough of looking at you in that shirt.
I saw her put the glasses on. Go,
she said, that's my man.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk.
She just needs to take another look at those shoulders.
She couldn't get enough.
On YouTube, at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
Look at him smiling. Now he's
cheesing a little.
Red.
Not only is my wife hitting on me, my co-hosts are.
You know, you look good.
Looks very sharp.
Look at you, handsome.
And now here comes Strofe jumping in.
Strofe's been looking to give out compliments.
You look good.
You're so annoying.
Why?
Why?
Why
am I annoying?
This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted. You, at 157, you said, oh, I'm really down in the dumps. Nobody gave me a compliment on my new sweater. So, we're gassing you up, handsome. You go, king.
Look at that. King. He got you.
Now it's all starting to feel very backhanded.
Yeah, very disingenuous.
I was honest. It looks nice.
No, basic.
This is very sharp.
It's basic, but it's nice. Basic. That's okay.
But it's nice. Your shoulders look right.
It does. They really do.
Nobody complimented me on my new sweater.
I was a little,
perfect
I was
fall
a
afternoon. That's the city.
Your haircut looks great.
I didn't get a haircut.
Your
damn
hair
it.
Looks fantastic.
It looks tight. It looks
Widow's
tight.
Widow's Peak look real good, to be honest.
Widow's Peak does look good. New gel?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's
it's,
what
I'm,
it is.
I'm standing up a little bit
that's
more.
That's what I'm dead.
You guys
dead
having fun?
No. I'm dead
I'm
serious.
Dead. No, I, bro, no, I'm being.
Dude, new gel? What is it? Tell us.
Same
what's,
pace.
What's the secret sauce?
Same pace.
Ooh, you look good though.
I feel like the one thing too that I'm noticing now. Did you tighten up the beard?
Yeah, it looks.
I think it's like Matt LaFleur ask trimmed.
That must
isn't
be it?
No,
it's the trim. It's the
I haven't trimmed anything.
So you haven't
totally shave it. It's horrible.
You haven't done anything to the hair, the face, or the sides.
Nothing different except put on this basic black sweatshirt
well,
today.
It's really bringing out the best of your features.
It really is.
It is. That basic sweater. I ain't going to call it basic.
Did your
I'm looking on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. It literally just looks like a black sweatshirt.
Did your eyes change colors?
No, still brown. Still brown.
You look good, though. You look good.
All right, enough.
You feel
enough.
Yourself
a, little,
ahead
a tan, maybe.
I will walk out this damn studio.
Oh, did you go in the tanning bed?
I'm still pale, and I'm getting paler by the
you
moment.
You feeling yourself ahead of this Badgers game tonight?
Ooh. All right,
are y'all going together?
That result?
It was good. It was good when you guys were doing it.
You gonna see any exes? They're gonna be like, "Damn, he looks good." What
are you? Are you wearing this to the Badger game?
Yes.
Ooh.
Why did you wear? Oh yeah, maybe. All,
you know what he's doing.
He's gonna get a lot of. He's gonna like a lot of people walking by, looking. Yeah. Oh, is that,
that's Ben Bruss?
Is that? It's Ben Bruss. He's aged so well.
I didn't pick it out. I asked my wife if I should wear this with, and she said black shoes and gray pants.
You know what's going on here. He's got to look better than Brad Davison.
Oh, that's right. Brad is a coach. You know what? I didn't even think about this. Being honest, like for real, you look good. But I didn't realize that you were going. I forgot you were going to the game tonight, and people were going to be like, "That's Ben Bruss. Like you're Ben Bruss." And so you got to make sure
it's
you
like
look handsome
in
public.
The grays, the blacks. That's very like respectable, kind of like aging
good
well
yes.
color scheme.
I did the same when I was sitting courtside. I knew I was going to be
it's
seen.
True.
Oh, now you want to be the funny guy today?
No,
Brad.
It's true though. You look good.
He does. You look. I'm dead serious. You look good, and for somebody who is famous, you're a legend.
Yeah. Shut up.
You're legendary.
Walking into your realm.
Yes. Yeah, you are the man tonight. Like
you're
you in Milwaukee. Do you know what's gonna happen? It's during the game, they're gonna stop during one of the timeouts, and all of a sudden Ben Bruss' name is gonna be on the big board and he's gonna be on a big screen. And they said, and today is Badgers legend, former 3-point leader in school history,
for
now
a
he's number
bit.
Like five. Ben Bruss, and Ben's gonna like stand up and wave at the camera, and everybody's gonna clap. You're
when they do like the celebrity
at you guys.
You're gonna get
when
you're
the celebrity jumbotron.
I've never seen you three be so excited about like doing
you know
something
what's
together.
Happen. Somebody's gonna say to you, Ben, I thought you were in sports radio, not modeling.
Oh wow!
When did you get into modeling?
Didn't you model for a little bit?
I did model.
Yeah. Look at that! Yeah. Look at that smile. He's got white teeth too.
What
the black
stretcher
makes the teeth look extra white.
Modeling.
I did a photo shoot for the Spalding basketball hoop.
Spalding basketball hoop.
Wow!
How about that?
I mean, Spalding's gonna be calling you after seeing this video on YouTube.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, they're gonna bring you back.
You're gonna be representing as well tonight. Really,
Adam
really
chimes in. Ben deserves this shade that he threw at you, Strofe, for the Gottlieb interview that you drove to Green Bay for and missed an hour and 15 minutes.
This isn't shade. You look really handsome.
Oh, yeah, it's not shade.
It's all the love.
Now, this from Dave from Aaron makes my day on the Carbless Talking text line. My first text of the day is, "You jinxed me, Benny. I pooped myself at work today. Luckily, I wore underwear and was able to clean myself up and dispose
you know
of the drawers."
Oh, you know what? The no. look Ben is rocking tonight, that looks like a respectable adult, not a man who poops himself at work.
Yes, transformation.
True or false, as I was on social media last night, an ad popped up for a kit just in case you poop yourself
wow.
at work.
Wow. They were listening.
Like, depends.
I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
I feel
what was
seen.
The ad?
Like, it was like, I can't say the word, but everyone knows the word,
yeah,
like
yeah.
fart.
Yeah.
But with
yep,
you know, a different start.
I didn't know there was a kit.
It's a fart starter kit, it says. Wow. So it comes with disposable boxers.
These phones be listening. They know how to target
Isn't
these ads
that
correctly.
Crazy?
I ain't never got nothing like that before.
Did anybody watch the game on Amazon last night?
I did.
I feel like they target you too, because we get some crazy ads toward us. Did you see Emmett Smith doing a Depends ad?
Yeah, he's been doing that for a while though.
I was crazy. I feel like, again, they're listening to the show. My phone sits right here. They must have heard the story about Ben wondering if it's me.
No, I ain't getting that.
You know what's
going to
be popping
up
on our phone now?
I gambled that day, and I didn't win that gamble.
But you know what's going to be popping up on our phone now is like self-tanning kits for men.
Yes, yes.
Beard trimmers.
Yeah, like
fresh
sweatshirts. Yeah, face masks.
I love that the TikTok
whatever makes us handsome.
Guy
whatever makes us handsome.
His TikTok clothes are pretty low quality.
Yes, and I'm.
What are you guys talking about?
You,
your TikTok clothes.
I'm wearing a Nike sweatshirt.
No,
just
in general.
You
do.
You when you come
TikTok.
In, you do try and be like, "Ooh, I got this on TikTok."
You
I've
do.
Done that like twice.
It doesn't
feels
twice,
like really. 10 times.
But no, Ben. Hopefully, nobody calls you pooper.
Are you going to the game with
my
your
wife?
Oh,
okay. Oh, it's a
she wanted to drum you up for a little bit of arm candy. A
little bit.
Yeah.
No, because she knows she's going to be on a big board tonight.
She knows. Yes.
Are you gonna, when you're on the big board, what are you going to do?
I'm not going to be on the big board.
Yes, are you going to do
a wave?
Like, oh, here we go.
Smart. You got to flash those pearly whites. You got great teeth.
Why would you not be on the big
board? What are you guys doing right now?
No, we're just, we're gassing you up, King.
Yeah.
You look handsome, man.
Spot any lie. Spot any lie we're saying.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. Somebody say anything about anything other than how I
look.
Look
at Chef Ed on the text line. He says, Ben, you're looking like a direct clone of Brad Nortman. You're looking good.
Oh, wow, Chef Ed.
Now, I look like Brad. Did
that
my nose
is the
grow?
Highest compliment.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Shots.
After everything I just complimented you on.
Look
goodness
at those teeth.
Gracious.
No one's safe, Brad. You know that.
I know.
Look at
no
him
one's
smiling
safe.
Over there. He's got those great teeth, the pearly whites.
You know,
the sweatshirt.
I could tell. I mean, even just with some of the dietary choices, I can tell he's slimming up a little bit,
he
looking
is.
Good.
The shoulders are good. Popping today.
Popping.
Yeah.
You guys got any new material, or are we done?
That dad bod is gone.
Yeah. New year, new basketball season, new Benny.
Now I'm dead serious, though, Ben. You're going to be on the big board today.
Did you get an interview with Greg Gard?
Next week.
Yeah, how'd you get that?
The handsomest former Badger of all time. Really handsome guy. Help me out.
Must been Ben Brust.
Man. Yeah. Who, I mean, what other guy out there is a sports media star, a model, a famous alumnus?
Break the tank show,
and a good teammate helping out me?
Unbelievable.
And he's looking good. Look at that
smile.
I can't get over the smile.
He's got a hand in his pocket. And that's a model look right there.
No wonder he has a wife.
What is going on today?
Matter of fact, his theme song should be Suave Bente. Because you look so good. Suave.
He's nice. He's funny. He's talented.
You guys are setting me up for the biggest fall somehow.
He's handsome.
No, you do look good.
You look really good.
You know what? I am so glad that that you let us know that you had this new sweater on, or I wouldn't have noticed.
I wish I never said anything.
I feel like the standard of wardrobe for the show has just been raised.
And I thought I looked good.
Me too.
I thought wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey would be a good idea. Now I feel stupid.
Yeah.
Because that handsome bugger walked right in the room.
Yeah, dumb us.
Our YouTube is about to break, I think.
Yeah,
Remember
when Kim Kardashian did that photo shoot with the wine glass on her booty?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I
that was Break the Internet 1.0. Ben Brust's new sweatshirt, Break the Internet 2.0.
That was your goal today. Well, mission accomplished.
Mission
buddy.
Accomplished, handsome.
Rodgers is winning the PR battle, according to Brad Nortman. Maybe not according to Jason Wilde. But I do want to get into some of his comments throughout the week, and I'm not going to lie. I'm not buying as much as Brad is buying, but I'm buying new sweatshirts.
I'll tell you what else I'm buying. Ben Brust more handsome than Aaron Rodgers.
With age, yeah.
Hate you guys.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I'm Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You're so
gorgeous. Basic Benny Brust alongside Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman with Strofe running the show. Basic Benny.
Handsome Benny, look at that new sweatshirt on you.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. List is more. You can see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison as the Packers take on the Steelers Sunday Night Football. watch along with myself, Alex Strofe, Josh DiMaggio, Gabe Neitzel, is Tony Cartagena. I mean, it's going to be a cast of characters. You can follow along on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, like we did for all of those Brewers playoff game, which was a lot of fun. Looking forward to Sunday's watch party. But Aaron Rodgers this week, I think from a what we're hearing from him standpoint, on paper, everything looks gorgeous. He said all the right things, you know,
gorgeous.
This, that, and the other thing. Shut up, Strofe.
Beautiful, some might say.
Do you think handsome? He's winning the week from a PR standpoint, Bradley?
Oh, I know he's winning the week from a PR standpoint. He's saying all the right things. I mean, whether it be how he feels about his time in Green Bay. I mean, Strofe, there are some clips of him that we just got to play. I got to hear Aaron Rodgers himself because he talks about being on the hallowed grounds of Lambeau Field. He talks about everything in his life he's grateful for because it's all because of Green Bay, starting and ending his career in Lambeau. Strofe, give me some of that Aaron Rodgers.
Sorry, he was dabbing up,
Will. It's 1-17 for sure. Obviously, with the 18 years I played there, this one is, you know, a little more special than the other ones. But when I saw that the NFC North was on the schedule and the Jets were on the schedule, that was pretty cool to be able to play all those teams. But I said it a while ago, but this one would mean a lot more if it was in Lambeau, just because of affection I have for that place. And
the affection.
You know, the hallowed ground. Of
hallowed
Lambeau
ground.
Field and all the amazing memories that I have there over the years. But, you know, it's a fun one.
Aaron Rodgers won the PR battle this week. I think about Matt LaFleur earlier in the week when he's trying to bow up and man up and be like, no, this is just another game. This is Packers or Steelers. Looked a little bit awkward, a little bit unbefitting of the week, but Aaron Rodgers has been smooth. He's been savvy. He's been giving the flattery and the roses that Green Bay deserves. I mean, he's even saying, my career is going to start and end in Green Bay. I'll tell you what, he's warming the hearts of Packer fans
everywhere.
You're
a sucker is what you are.
No,
you've fallen for the Aaron Rodgers trap. In the same sentence, he's talking about how there's no animosity, I have nothing but love, but then he also is talking about how he knew there was the writing on the wall when they drafted Jordan Love. Like, this guy has bitterness built within him that he uses as motivation. So you're falling right into the Aaron Rodgers trap.
Oh, you're saying that time can't heal all wounds, Ben?
It absolutely can. He does have appreciation for his time in Green Bay. But he was, in his mind, no matter what anyone tells me, in his mind, he thinks he was wronged on the way out. All I need to hear is that 2021 press conference after he was gone for the entire offseason and went scorched earth on the franchise. That was 4 years ago. This has been 10 years. Let's not act like his career has been that big of a success since he's left the Packers. He left throwing an interception against the Lions in 2022. He tore his Achilles in 2023. And then he had a good season playing football at the end of the year when they weren't in it. Let's not act like he's like the happiest competitor that I've known to watch on Sundays. He is saying all the right things, but in his heart of hearts, he wants this more than anyone. So he could be saying all the right things, but in his mind, he is using this as a bunch of, look at me, I'm so perfect. He wants to bury the Packers. He wants to bury the Packers.
He wants
this more than he is going to show. And if you know anything about Aaron Rodgers, you're falling for the trap, and he wants to get at Goody and win this to be like, you drafted my replacement, and I just beat him, and I'm 41 freaking years old.
He might feel that way, which I actually agree with you. I think he does, but everything he's saying and doing, it's setting him up perfect. If he beats the Packers, Packer fans will look at it and say, well, you know, Rodgers is eliciting all these feelings of the past, and he's really a Packer at heart, and we're just going to move on. And if the Packers beat Aaron Rodgers, then Aaron Rodgers is perfectly set up to be received back in Green Bay at some day. I just think everything he's saying is right on the money. Now, he's smart, and he is, manipulative has been a word used, so I'm not saying that it's not up below.
You're falling right into the spider web.
But he is saying all the right things, Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying all the right things, but you got to understand, he's still a competitor and he's a manipulator. We already went through this. Aaron Rodgers is a manipulator. He's a master guy of trying to make you feel a certain way, but deep down, he wants to crush and kill the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Every time he finds success on Sunday night, he's going to make sure everybody sees it. If Aaron Rodgers has to rush in, he ain't going to rush in. He rush in for a touchdown or potentially throw a touchdown. touchdown, you know what he's going to do? He's going to do the whole belt thing.
You think he's going to do the belt?
Think of that. 100% because he's looking for any and every way to dig at the Green Bay Packers. This game means so much to Aaron Rodgers. Don't fall for this. He won the PR battle. No, we all know it's fake and phony. We appreciate who Aaron Rodgers is, but we know for a fact it is fake and it is phony, and he ain't tricking me. Regardless of how much he tried to tug at my heartstrings yesterday with the whole, I'm going to retire Green Bay Packer. I thought
you
about it.
You felt the feels, Kyle.
I thought
in
about it.
In the moment, you felt the feels.
So I have a Aaron Rodgers jersey. It's not mine. It's my baby girl's Aaron Rodgers jersey, and I have
wearing
my
wearing your baby
Love
girl's clothes again, aren't you?
I'm going to wear the sweater around the holiday season. It lights up, supposedly. But I looked at that Aaron Rodgers jersey that got the Super Bowl trophy on, and I said, yeah, where's my Jordan Love jersey? I got to put Love on today. So I'm not falling for that mess. Jordan Love is going to take care of business, and Aaron Rodgers wants to stick it to the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. I ain't falling for it.
But even the way Rodgers talks about Love, right? Because Love's your quarterback, all that kind of stuff. Strophy, play the one where he talks about Jordan Love and his career.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you get the keys, you know, because there's a lot of expectation on you. But I think the 3 years are really beneficial for him, as they were for me early in my career. And similar career arc as far as, you know, I felt like he started to improve in the second year, played really well in the preseason into the third year. And then just like me in my third year when we played Dallas, you know, he got a chance against Philly when I got banged up and went in and played really well. And whether or not that was the moment when the team was like, okay, and you know, maybe we can move on down the road or not, I was really happy for him just because he's such a great kid. When you know his story and what he's been through for his childhood, he's obviously somebody at the jump that you pull for because of the adversity he's faced in his own personal life. But
endearing himself to QB1, to Jordan
that
Love.
That all can be true.
You know, a little bit,
but
a
he
little
hates
chuckle,
Brian Gutekunst.
A little chuckle. When
Gutenkraus, as he called him. Yeah. Gutenkraus, as Jerry
that
Krause.
That was in the past.
Oh, yeah, because we all know that he didn't hold a grudge when he was drafted way after Alex Smith.
Mm.
And he doesn't hold a grudge at all going scorched earth at the organization after he was gone for an entire offseason.
I bet you if he throws a touchdown pass over the Packers somehow, which I don't believe are down like getting routed, he's going to look up at that press box and he's going to look for Goody.
Diet Coke.
I guarantee he's going to give a little point. He's got all this stuff planned into it. He's saying all this, but he's just writing down, okay, the championship belt double discount. Where is Goody going to be? Maybe do a Steelers leap instead of a Lambo leap. Jump into the
stands. Wow,
he's got a long list of things that he's working on in his mind of what he wants to do for
the Steelers leap.
Yeah. It used to be Heinz Field, but I don't know what the hell it is now.
Yeah, it's some financial institution.
Acrisure Stadium.
Yeah, what an embarrassing rebrand.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
I don't like it.
But that if you guys believe that, which part of me believes that too, this is even more of a masterful example of just winning the PR battle. He's saying all the right things. He's doing it with a little bit of aw shucks.
But you're
type
buying
of
it is the thing.
You should buy it.
Should, yeah.
Why are you buying it?
Brad's right. Time heals all wounds. What are you talking about? He has no bitterness for anybody except Brian Gutekunst, and he didn't talk about him. He wasn't asked about him. He loves Matt LaFleur. He loves Jordan Love. He loves Keyshawn Nixon. He loves Love because the world needs more Love, and Aaron Rodgers is a...
The only thing I'll add to that is I'm not buying the whole LaFleur-Rodgers relationship.
You're doing the old Homer thing
I don't
right
think
now.
LaFleur and Rodgers have a bad relationship.
I don't think they have a bad relationship. I don't think they have a good relationship.
No, I think what it is one of those things where sometimes you feel like you need to outgrow somebody. And Aaron Rodgers obviously came when Matt LaFleur came in. I think there was a little bit of a sunning of Matt LaFleur, like little boy, as in a like, listen.
Sunning?
When I say that, it's like, listen.
He did sun that one time, didn't he?
He did.
Sunning is referring
him and Shailene,
to
different. I believe.
What I'm saying is that when somebody else comes into your crib, and you're like, I know, I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm an MVP. Who are you? Like, this is, hey, I want us to
you're
run the
28th
offense.
Ranked offensive coordinator in Tennessee.
We're going to run this. Hey, Aaron, we're going to run this offense where I know we have Devontae Adams, but he's going to get his. But we're going to throw to the open receiver. Aaron said, okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to collaborate, and I'm going to do what the hell I want.
That came after 2019 because the offense did not carry the team in that 13-win season. It was the year that the Smith brothers both had 10-plus sacks, and that defense was really good. Now, the run defense wasn't, but they were really good in spots, and they were a good football team. 2020 is when you saw Aaron Rodgers become the MVP in year two, and it was a mix and mash of
the two
LaFleur and Rodgers.
Yeah.
The scheme that they had, but also knowing that if he wanted to look at Devontae and give him his old hand signal, he knew what the hand signal meant. It's like, you know where to go, and I know where to throw the ball.
And we really don't see too much of Jordan Love doing any hand signals to
these
guys.
No, he's pretty real. He follows
dedicated.
The rules.
He just knows the checks. Okay, I see that. I see
kill,
that.
Kill, 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 cam, cam. We got two plays. That's it.
Tap the left side. Let's run this way. So no, but I definitely think there is admiration between the two. But Matt LaFleur wants to win this game because it's good to beat the guy that was the guy here in Green Bay.
I would be shocked if Aaron Rodgers does anything overtly insulting to the Packers on Sunday night.
Hmm. What would be considered insulting to you?
I would say a Pittsburgh leap would be.
Oh, the only reason he won't do it because he's too old to jump.
I don't know how high the walls are there.
Any gesture toward a Packer?
Oh, he'll do he's going to joke. He's going to point toward someone.
He'll do the belt at some point.
Yeah, he'll do the belt. He'll definitely
point at the sideline.
Matt LaFleur definitely.
This is like, now we're getting to Green Bay props and preview.
It'll be a week.
Crazy things that might happen.
He's going to do something real tricky, cutesy, and he's going to get up. He's going to look at Matt LaFleur.
Now he might. I wouldn't put it past him to do something that has like multiple layers to it, right? Because he, a celebration.
Sure.
Where on the surface you're like, oh, that's new, but like there's something nuanced and layered to sending a message.
Conspiracy theory.
It could be anything. It could be absolutely anything. It could be a movie. It could be a dance. It could be anything that'll send a shot.
Wait a minute. Remember he did the little hip thrust?
The
Key and Peele skit.
Yeah.
He's creative.
How are you going to be taken in the game, Brad?
Oh, I'm going to be taken in with a ice cold carbless, as I always do, because tonight's Friday night, so I'm going to be pairing carbless with my Friday night evening. But Sunday night, when the green and gold are playing, boy, oh boy, it would not be complete without a carbless. I'm going to go right downstairs to the Nortman fridge. I've got an array of carbless. From my local grocer, I picked up the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. From Costco, I picked up the Margarita Pack. So I got all the different flavors. Oh, and then from Sendex, I also picked up the Classic Cocktail. So I got basically one of everything so that I can figure out what I want in the moment. And there's something when it comes to every single flavor, but not only that, every single ingredient in the can I trust. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, just 100 calories. All the flavor that is accompanied by the perfect amount of carbonation. Just enough to quench that thirst, but not so much to upset the stomach. Carbless is your go-to game day teammate that improves every situation. So when you're looking to kick back, relax, and enjoy that ready-to-drink cocktail that's convenient and delicious and guilt-free, Carbless is the only one that delivers. List is more with Carbless.
As he does every day, Strofe told me this is going to be the best thing you've ever heard. Wheel of Strofe is next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I can't believe she delegated the weeds.
I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I love this team. I love the fans and the opportunity to play on Lambeau Field has been a dream come true. To be in my 17th season is really special. I don't take that for granted. I'm not a victim here at all. I just want to reiterate that. Like, I've been paid a ton of money by this organization. I'm so thankful to be a starter here for my 14th season. Not many guys have the opportunity to do that. So,
sounded so excited back in the day. Tons of energy. Not a victim. Boatloads of money. Took a pay cut with the Jets to make them better. Something we never see him do here in Green Bay. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Man, that was a huge topic from fans when he wanted like different guys and take a pay cut.
I mean, especially at that point in your career. Like, I could never fault Jordan Love for your first contract. Like, you do what it takes for that. But if you've accomplished it all, it makes a little bit of sense. Tom Brady did his whole career. This is the whole back half of his career.
Yeah, but he was getting paid with Robert Kraft, on the side through
TV 12. Well, that's an allegation.
Come on now.
Oh, wow.
That's not an allegation.
I mean, you could say Giselle was making a lot of money, but I don't
know. Look what Steve Ballmer did with the Clippers. All these owners know what to do to take care of their best players.
Whoa. So not having an owner costs us championships?
Allegedly.
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 I said allegedly.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, you did. Now. Yeah, say that because he got
allegedly.
Money. We don't want to get sued.
We don't. Kawhi, it's not
I
me.
Said allegedly.
You. Kawhi got money. We know.
We know. Allegedly.
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 Well, less allegedly. We
less
know he
allegedly,
has money.
But allegedly.
Yeah, we're talking about the extras.
Wheel of Strofe on Kyle.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Another day, another buckaroony.
Right here on the Wheel of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe.
Whoa.
Wow.
Broke the wheel.
Renegade wheel.
Weeple.
What just happened? I spun it too hard. I'm getting
you
so
really
massive
spun it
from
aggressively.
All these push-ups.
Dude, you haven't done a push-up in a week.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Do you miss them? Do you miss
you
doing
dirty
a push-up?
Liar.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what that means. You should just say I'm weak, too, because I am.
Yeah, that's true. I saw you stretching during the commercial
break. Boy, oh, boy.
So tight. Kyle is tight.
Ben, to the best of your ability, tell me what the FBI does.
Whew. The Federal Bureau of Investigation.
That is what it stands for. That's correct.
They focus on illegal activity on a much wider scale than your local police. So, for instance, I'm watching Chicago PD right now,
cool.
And if it's something that maybe happens out of the state,
hold
and
on,
it comes
quick,
in there.
Real quick, that's a fake show, right? That's not.
Yes.
That's not like cops. Okay.
No, it's a fake show, but it does a good job of painting the picture. And so, if there's a drug, bust, and they get somebody, but there's somebody that they're getting the product from that's wanted by the FBI, it's probably more national, they come in and help the case. Like, they're just a bigger entity taking on bigger criminals.
I think that's
pretty
good.
Yeah, that's true.
That's actually true. Good.
Yeah, probably.
They are not.
Good job.
Chicago PD, baby.
Cross the state
lines. Of course,
they don't have any restriction on jurisdiction, I believe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not like an actual, like, you learned about it. It's like, I learned about it through TV.
It is actually fascinating. If you ever watched a movie, J. Edgar Hoover, I think it's called.
While we talked at length yesterday about the FBI gambling scheme going on and all the people getting arrested, we really breezed over. We mentioned it very briefly about what happened in Milwaukee on Wednesday night.
Oh, boy, I loved it.
So a man by the name of Ryan Porter.
Do you have the audio?
35-year-old Ryan Porter.
Down. Have you not heard it yet?
I haven't heard it.
35-year-old Ryan Porter. His house was raided for 6.5 hours while he was interrogated by the FBI, was then let go, and immediately talked to a local news station. And this was after, by the way, they knocked down his door and threw a flashbang in there. So, like,
he
might be concussed in this interview. From WISN, Channel 12 in Milwaukee.
When we asked Porter if he's ever sold drugs, he didn't hold back.
So you don't know of any drug selling.
Yeah,
drug
I sell weed.
That's it.
Yeah, so a little cocaine.
But says he isn't who the FBI is really after.
So you're innocent then, basically.
I mean, more or less, like I'm small potatoes.
That's what I was saying. Like, this is right out the show.
So you're,
you use
you're
him to get to the bigger fish.
Yeah.
You're innocent. More or less.
More or less.
Did you all hear that though? He said, so you don't know anything about any drugs. And he said, hell yeah, hell yeah, I sell drugs. What? Hell yeah, I sell drugs.
Just marijuana.
I've actually seen the opposite on social media.
I sell weed.
That's it.
Yeah, a little cocaine.
But were they actually like, say like, did you happen to see the person that ran away? No.
No, I didn't see nothing.
No.
Who? What badass?
What
no.
That happened around here? Meanwhile, this guy's like, yeah, it's me. I'm doing it, but you don't want me. You want
small
the other
potatoes.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even a little fish. I'm like a baby fish.
What badass?
That man wouldn't make it at all in prison at all. He's going to be somebody potatoes in prison.
I can't.
You think he's still running free right now, Ryan?
Yeah, Porter? He's still
Let's say,
free.
Like, he incriminated himself.
Yeah.
How is he a free man?
The FBI literally listened to him for six weeks. They listened to his phone for 6 weeks. They followed him around for 6 weeks. MPD know about it. MPD said he's small. We ain't worried about him.
Or they're setting him up to let him keep doing it and try and get to the
He
liar.
Lost his entire customer base the minute he went on WISN.
No, that, yeah.
No, he did.
That,
his cover's blown.
Nobody's going to that house to buy drugs.
I mean, if I'm...
Allegedly.
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 Well, no, no, allegedly. He said
it. He said, hell yeah, I sell some weed and cocaine.
I can't believe they flashbanged his house. Boy, I feel like it's a guy you just walk in, he'd be like, oh, shoot, what we got going on here?
Drug selling.
Yeah, I sell weed.
Part of
it. Yeah, so a little cocaine.
But says,
so you don't know of any drug selling.
Yeah, I sell weed.
Give me the more or less. That's the best part.
So a little cocaine.
But says he isn't who the FBI is really after.
So you're innocent then, basically.
I mean, it more or less. Like I'm small potatoes.
When
small
we ask
potatoes.
I mean, it's crazy. It is well. He was like, why y'all had? I watched the whole video. He said they didn't have to do all that. I mean, it was a lot. He was outside just chilling. He said, yeah, they took me for 7 hours and interrogated me, and they just let me go.
What a life.
They were tapping my phone for 6 weeks. They were surveilling my house on Center Street for like 6 weeks. He literally all but puts his address out there on television.
It's pretty remarkable. They clearly didn't find anything.
I hope he didn't snitch.
Yeah, we might be hearing about him soon.
Yeah,
then.
7 hours long. He's going to be missing. 7 hours. Well, I have nothing to do with it. I don't know nothing about that.
Allegedly.
I mean, 7 hours to
is
be
this,
talking.
Is the
That's
YouTube,
a lot of talk.
Or is the podcast title of the show, Hour One, Allegedly?
No, it's Ben Looks Handsome.
Oh, of course it is.
You think they probably fed that man for during the 7 hours? He was singing like a bird.
Oh, yeah. Look how freely he speaks the news. Yeah, think about what he does to cops.
What do you think he was saying to the FBI?
I mean...
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you anybody you want to know.
Yeah, I've seen
here's
him
my
before.
Phone.
Yeah, I mean, y'all was tapping it.
You already know.
Oh, you guys, here's my burner.
That's crazy. Poor guy.
Wheel of Stroke! Good spin.
That's a good spin.
Good spin.
It's a good spin. Green. How about World Series Game 1? It's Dodgers Blue Jays tonight. Who do you like in the series?
I mean, it's hard to bet against
Dodgers in four, right?
It's hard to bet against the Dodgers, but like they don't. Toronto doesn't have the pitching, which is they have good pitching. They just don't have great pitching, but their bats have been awesome. They have a little bit of everything in their lineup. I believe Bo Bichette is coming back. I'm rooting for the Blue Jays. Vlad Guerrero is like a fun story outside of Shohei doing what he did to the Brewers and making it painful but not painful, going for 3 home runs and 10 Ks. I hope Vladdy is just unbelievable because he had 6 home runs this entire postseason. So if no one can do it, if Vladdy can't do it, nobody can do it.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Blue Jays, but I'm not going to lie. If the starting pitching of the Dodgers basically blanks Toronto like they did for the Brewers, I'm going to feel better. I'd be like, okay, it's not just us then. That they're just ridiculous, unhittable.
Well, again, they have a player that has 6 home runs this postseason.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is what I'm saying. Like if he's not
a
productive,
record for the Brewers franchise history.
Yeah.
All time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We got embarrassed. I need more people to be embarrassed. Misery loves company. So come join us, Toronto.
And there it is. As Kyle, you're gonna tell us how you protect yourself.
I protect myself in a way that everybody should, and that's with American Family Insurance. And you guys already know, life's better with a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, and it's so easy to work with them. All you got to do is go to AmFam.com. Yep, go to AmFam.com today, and you are able to find an agent near you, or you'll see in the right-hand corner, get a quote. They have so many things that are so easy to use. You can even pay your bill online, file a claim, bundle home and auto. It's just so easy. So right now, if you're looking to upgrade your insurance, look no further than American Family Insurance. That's because they're always there to protect your dreams. So always insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today to find an agent near you or to get a quote instantly online.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to steal a line from Strofe. I cooked. I cooked up something for the Badger game on Saturday. For something that
Hold on. I don't know if you want to compare yourself to me, because when I say that, it usually doesn't provide.
Well, I actually deliver, so sure. I cooked, and it's not because Alex Strofe says he cooked. What I know is they're 33.5-point underdogs, but this will still give you a reason to tune in to watch the slaughter. Don't go anywhere. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I don't value that.
You don't value
much.
You don't.
That's not true.
No, that's true.
You guys are coming at me a little too much.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It is Kyle.
I feel
Brustin.
Like I'm a-
Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. And on Saturday night, so you got the World Series tonight. You got the big Badger game on Saturday night against the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah.
And then you got the Green Bay Packers against the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is what we're all really thinking about here on Sunday Night Football. But I'm at the point now where I'm like, I just got to find a way to have fun with the Wisconsin Badgers, because the fact of the matter is they have scored 0 points in 11 quarters. So it's like, what could we do on Kyle Bruston-Nortman to make this enjoyable? And when I say enjoyable, maybe not for us, but for others, and give us a reason to watch the game in totality. And as Kyle mentioned last game, they basically ran out the clock and didn't try to score.
Yep, they basically said, wanted to say, let's get up out of here at home. Let's get the kids out to go party.
Quicken
tonight.
The pain.
So I've come up with four different ideas of punishments that we are going to put into, as if you can see on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, this clear bucket. We're going to crumple up the paper, and all four of us are going to draw one of the punishments. And it all pertains to how many points the Wisconsin Badgers score, because they have not scored in 11 quarters. So you may be rooting for a lot of points, or you may be not rooting for any points based off your punishment.
For context, too, Oregon, ninth in college football for total defense for points. So now, they're pretty good.
Now, I don't know how much this matters to what we're going to get to in a second, but there is rain in the forecast. Real quick, in 30 seconds, does rain help or hurt the Badgers' ability to score?
Hurt! Hurt!
I think they become easier to defend.
Everything hurts.
I think they become easier to defend.
Yeah, they do.
They already can't.
Anything related to football hurts them.
All right.
Add an element.
The only thing they can kind of do is run the ball, and they'll just defend the run now because they can't pass it with ease.
So here are the options that we have out here. First two are game in totality. If the Badgers win, Kyle Bruston-Nortman and company vow they will never say another bad thing about Jesse Nelson.
Oh,
ever?
I mean, you
ever.
Say,
but I wow. think I just it's got to be on there.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
if they win,
wait, hold on. You said Kyle Bruston-Nortman, right?
And company.
The show.
Between 2 to 5 across these airwaves.
I would assume I am part of the company.
You are part of the
company. That's why I said and company.
Strofe, you don't
I knew you were
going
to try and get out of that.
Yeah, I would like to. They're not going to win. We're fine.
This one is not for anybody to draw, but I wanted to add this one in because it was a big week for Alex Strofe. He's getting ready for Coaches Week on YouTube, dropping it with Doug Gottlieb, Bart Lundy, Greg Gard, and Shaka Smart. For every point the Badgers score, Kyle Bruston-Nortman will air 1 minute of Strofe's precious award-winning interview with Doug Gottlieb. So if the Badgers score 7 points, we have to play 7 minutes
buddy,
of Doug
buddy,
Gottlieb.
Buddy, you better hope they don't score 37 points.
All I'm saying is, but now you're literally telling us that 37 minutes wasn't good and you missed the show for that?
Great point.
No,
you're admitting we missed the show.
That's not what I
the
said.
The Gottlieb interview so bad.
You were the one that said it was bad, even though you haven't heard it yet.
Correct.
Yes, so I'm saying you better hope they don't score 37 points because it's 37 minutes long.
Oh, you are so he's excited. He got so excited.
Yeah, he's like, they're going to play my interview with Gottlieb.
This is red.
I'm surprised we're going with Gottlieb of the options.
All right, so now for the four potential punishments for us, Kyle Bruston-Nortman and Strofe. For every point scored on a show next week, you have to wear an additional layer of clothing for the entire show. So if they score
all of us?
Again, one person per.
You have to pull it up
and draw this. And that's yours. So if they score 10 points, you have to wear 10 shirts or 3 pants and 7 shirts.
That's funny. I like that.
That is going into the bin right now. Number one is in.
That's
what else you got there?
That's you have to be real creative.
Yeah,
that's
I'm gonna have to buy a whole bunch of beaters if I get that one.
For every point scored by the Badgers, whoever draws this has to donate $1 for every point to the NIL fund for the Wisconsin Badgers.
$3.
It's probably the best one you can draw out of this.
Yeah.
Oop! I missed the bucket.
Can you donate $0? How does that work?
Well.
Well, donating one. Imagine donating like $3.
We'll get to the $0 Strofe. because there is a possibility they score none, as we know. It's been 11 quarters. For every point scored, 10 seconds is added to a plank on camera. So if they score 7 points, you have to do a plank on camera for 70 seconds. They score 10, 100 seconds.
If they score 14 and it's like a, you know, like almost a 2 minute.
2 minutes and 20 seconds, right?
That that would be a long, the long plank.
This is the worst.
I don't get that one.
This is the worst of them all, Strofe.
Are you sure?
For every point scored, you have to run a half mile. You have a total, you can log the total miles by the next Badger game. So if they score 14 points, you have to run 7 miles by the next Badger game. I had it at a mile, but I think for the first week of seeing if they could even score, we started a half mile.
Score 14 points, having somebody run 14 miles is wild.
Yeah.
But you have 7 days to complete.
That would be a tough challenge.
Now, extremely tough challenge. Part of this.
So we have planks, running miles, donating to the NIL fund, and what's the other one?
And clothing.
Clothing.
Layers of clothing.
Layers of clothing.
So dumb.
So dumb, but so good. I would love to see you with 7 layers and like 3 pants on. The caveat here is, as we started this, the Badgers have scored 0 points in 11 quarters. Oregon, as Brad said, 9th in scoring defense in the nation.
Yeah.
If they score 0 points on Monday from the time you wake up until the end of the show, you have to fast.
0 calories.
0 calories.
We have to fast on Monday?
If the Badgers score 0 points, yes.
They're going to score 0 points.
No, that means intake zero calories.
Then at 5 o'clock, we'll have a Palermo's pizza waiting
for
you.
Can you think about how cranky I'll be?
Oh, it's part of it. We're all going to be, we all have to fast.
Fasting includes you can drink water.
Yeah,
water.
0 calories.
Yeah.
Only water.
I can't even have a soda?
No!
No,
I'll be only water. This will be a bad show
there's
on Monday.
There's 0 calorie water.
I'm going to have a bad show on Monday. I'm letting you know this now.
Well, you better hope they score.
It's Friday at
2:59. But if they score, then you just do your
they're
punishment.
They're not going to score!
You better hope they score, just not too much.
So if they're going to score, I have confidence in my Badgers.
Why? Do you have confidence in your Badgers?
There is no way.
That's a crazy statement.
That's a stupid statement. You said they're going to win one game. Homer's saying they're going to win one game. What are y'all doing?
There is no way in the world a college football team, a major college football team, anybody goes 3 games without scoring. Like I want to know the record of a major college football team going 3 games without scoring a single point. Ain't no way in the world. The Badgers, they're
the worst team in the country.
In rain.
They going to get at least a field goal. They not going. There ain't no way they going 3 weeks not scoring.
The kicker's going to slip. They're that incapable.
Cody chimes in. If the Badgers score 0 points, he's on the Carbless Talking text line. Strofe's body is going to start eating itself as he has nothing there to fast.
That's
nothing's
correct.
Left already.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. In 2 minutes, we draw the potential punishments if the Badgers score. Or we're fasting from Monday morning, eyes open, until 5 o'clock, end of show. The fasting one has Strofe for a tizzy.
I'm in a tizzy.
0 calories for 0 points.
I can't do that.
You have to.
You better hope for a score.
They're not going to score.
In 2 minutes, we'll find out what we're watching for on Saturday. See, now are you going to watch the game?
Hell yeah, yeah.
Next.